Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Northeast Color, and Franchise Payments Network. If you're looking for something buzzworthy to reward your customers with, check out Pollinate. It's an all-inclusive loyalty and gift card technology company focusing on the franchise space. Powered by Franchise Payments Network, they work with your team to help you create a reward system that engages your customers, boosts sales, and boosts frequency. With Pollinate, franchises enjoy a 17% ticket lift and a 50% increase in customer visits for those enrolled in the program. With Pollinate, everyone will earn, redeem, enjoy, and repeat. For more, check out Pollinate at pollinate.com/marketing. Wanted to do something a little different now and through the end of the year. I really like this idea of getting back together with some of our franchise family and friends who maybe we haven't seen in a while due to the circumstances of 2020. And I thought it would be a fun chat today to welcome my friends Sally Fasinelli and Mark Spencer, both of Consumer Fusion. Sally and Mark, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing? Jack.
You're both in Southern California. I assume the weather here in early October is still pretty nice.
Yeah, we're going through a major heat wave. Today, along the coast, it's over 90 degrees and three-fourths of California is on fire, along with all the good wines.
Wow.
So next year, it's going to be a smoky wine that's going to be coming out of Napa. So we'll see what happens.
So it's been a while since I've seen either of you at any of our favorite franchise conferences. And you guys have something cooking that I really love the idea of. It's the franchise tailgate. Sally, tell me about the franchise tailgate. Just what is this?
Well, the franchise tailgate, in a little snapshot, is just an event for franchise people to get together and network. See each other in person, touch and feel each other, not literally, but maybe if it's okay, people can get hugs, things like that.
Right. So where's the first event and what's happening there?
So the first event is going to be in Park City, Utah on October 7th. It's going to be held at Maxwell's and the Myrtle Rose are really one and the same, owned by the same place. And Unconference every year holds multiple events there. We go out to that location after each of the events. And we really wanted to keep the memories alive and the place alive because obviously they're hurting because of COVID.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 6.5 months since we were all there last. Anybody that was lucky enough to go to Unconference, I think that was like the last conference. It was the last one I was at anyways.
And not only with that location, what's great is because this is going to be an in-person event, Maxwell's is an indoor-outdoor restaurant, and they're closed on Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And because they're closed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, the capacity can be limited for COVID. And so it's a pretty large venue. And I think the capacity is over 400. And so we're maxed at 100. So by having someone coming in, not the public coming in and out, it's nice to make sure that we are taking all of the the local and state laws into respect. And so what we're doing for safety is we are checking their temperatures before they walk in. And we have ordered wristbands in the color of green, yellow, and red. So green means let's hug and let's kiss and let's make out. Yellow is, hey, give me a fist bump or maybe an elbow bump. And then red, stay the hell away. And so with that, they are all individually wrapped. So that way people feel comfortable that they unwrap it and they know it's not been touched. We'll have plenty of sanitizer. And so when everybody feels that comfort level, being able to go indoor, outdoor, it's nice and exciting, and we're excited about it.
I love that idea of the color coding, and maybe we can extend this outside of franchise tailgate and just everybody wear one of those wristbands for the rest of our lives. I think that would be that would help us all out a lot. So, I just love the idea of this because everyone I speak to over the phone or over Zoom, not in person, in the franchise space is saying the same thing that, you know, when's the first event we're going to go to? When's the first conference? When's the next time I'm going to, you know, get together with my colleagues? But you guys are actually doing something about it. So kudos to you for pulling this together. And Sally, tell me a little bit more about how the entire franchise tailgate came about.
Well, as you guys know, I've hosted a few webinars as COVID happened and everybody shut down, and just trying to help out the franchise space. I sat on a few, hosted a few. There's been a lot of happy hours, virtual conferences, and just webinar after webinar after webinar. And I feel like it's been a little bit of a content overload. It's been great because we really needed to get the information out and to help people, and you know, everybody needs that. However, I feel like there's a little bit of a fatigue around it. So
yeah.
I'm sitting there on a virtual happy hour one day, and I'm just watching everybody and their spirits. I've just kind of over the last 6 months, just seeing people that I never thought this would happen to, just starting to see their spirits sag a little. And no judgment. I mean, we've all had that struggle. I know I have. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, what can I do to bring a little positivity, a little joy, and to lift people's spirits, get us back together? What do we need most in the franchise space? What are people missing the most, other than, you know, clients and new customers and things like that? And it goes back to franchise family. Franchising is such a franchise family dominated space. It's all about our relationships, and it truly is about touching and feeling. I mean, everybody that's been at a conference, what do we do the most? Hug and have drinks together and chat. And I wanted to, right? I mean,
yeah.
I wanted to provide a forum where people could do that if they feel comfortable, obviously, and we have measures. So if they don't feel comfortable, you know, doing the full thing, then they don't have to. But I wanted to provide a forum where they could come and do that. And then also most importantly is to talk with a group of their peers, because maybe, you know, if you're the CEO of a hair franchise of some kind, and you're having some sort of issue, talking to somebody else in a little bit different line of work, they might have the same type of issue and have handled it completely different. And that's where the magic happens, is talking and the actual networking. So I wanted to be able to provide a space for people to do that.
I love that idea of this tailgate being sort of what all of the virtual events are missing, right? It's the bar, it's the dinners, it's the coffee shop, it's the hanging out in the hallway, or hanging out in the lobby of the convention center or the hotel room. And I think we all know that that's where 90% of the relationships are built. It's typically not sitting in a session where everyone is listening to a speaker. You don't really get a chance to know people any better there. Sally, you guys actually did a little local one there in California last month. Is that right?
Yes, we did. California is a little starchy here, so it was very low key. And that's how we came up with the term franchise tailgate, is because of how starchy it is in California and how, you know, we have quite a few guidelines. Things change literally every Tuesday. We have to, you know, listen to Governor Newsom. I was going to say what most people call him, but I'll skip that. We all have to listen to see if our state will be shut down again or not. So we just did it at the beach, and it was very, very basic. It was in true tailgate style. Everybody brought their own franchise tumblers, their favorite tumblers from like Springboard or Unconference or whatever. And then we just had a few drinks at the beach covertly and just, you know, follow some of our closest friends.
I love that. And we have the same name for Governor Pritzker here in Illinois. So I hear exactly what you're saying. You know, the other thing I love about the concept of calling this the tailgate, and that was a great name, because to me, a tailgate really signifies that something big is going to happen afterwards, right? So maybe the next, let's say, 6 months, this is tailgate season for the industry really getting back to where it should be. So it's almost like a sort of a precursor to really getting back to this comeback that we keep talking about. So excellent job on that name. After Utah, you have some other dates on the calendar in some other cities. You're going to take this show on the road, I think, right?
Yeah, that's the general idea. We've got a list of cities that we'd like to come to. And the first order of business was, where can we get to the easiest from California? Secondly, where is there good pockets of franchisors and franchise people living? or corporate offices, things like that. The next location will be in Scottsdale, Arizona on October 28th. And then we will be following that up with Dallas, Texas on November 11th. And then we'll have other dates and locations posted shortly.
Okay, cool. And I will suggest Chicago as soon as you can. Maybe wait till springtime, but just especially if you want to do something.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, great. Mark, I wanted to ask you, what's new at Consumer Fusion? It sounds like you guys are going strong throughout this entire crazy year. Anything new and fun that you guys are working on with your clients there?
Well, yeah, well, with COVID, of course, it's been shitty. And so with that, you know, everyone's felt the hit. And so with that being said, in the franchise family, we've had some brands take a pretty hard hit. And we treat our brands as more of a partner, not a vendor. And being that partner in that franchise family and being there for them in the tough times, we did a lot of pro bono work while they figured out the ad funds and the royalties and figuring that out with their franchisees to keep them happen. But we stepped up and we helped these brands out and they're at the local level as well. And so it's definitely came back tenfold. And so a lot of brands have come on board because of us being there when times were. And so we have been exponentially growing and we love being part of helping them out for the long haul. And so we're excited about our growth and also helping these brands and their reputation clearly through all these tough times because, boy, everyone's super emotional and employees are getting laid off and they're getting drilled online on the employee sites like Glassdoor and Indeed, at the Fran Dev side because franchisees are struggling and they're writing negative content about their brand, and then down at the consumer side. That's where the real issue is with, you know, social injustice and being laid off, that's where they start getting drilled. So we're glad to help and step up during these tough times. And it's definitely still partly cloudy, but at least there's sunshine at the end of the day. And we're excited to continue to thrive with the franchise family and be partners of each and every one of the brands.
Excellent. Thanks for that. And before we go, I wanted to ask both of you about any franchise trends that you're seeing, you know, anything that that you'd like brands to look out for the rest of 2020 or maybe into early 2021, anything that you're talking to clients about on an ongoing basis right now?
Current trends, what I'm seeing right now is they're just still in the unknown phase to kind of like these the IFA and the franchise events are being all virtual and we're all COVID fatigued and virtual fatigued. And that's why we're bringing on the tailgate. But as for trends currently, I think there's kind of like a waiting pattern. I do know that Fran Dev and franchise sales leads are way up. Mm-hmm. And it's just the conversions are the issues now because of COVID. Everyone's trying to, you know, transition into being kind of their own boss. And so we do see a lot of very good conversions on the franchise development side of cleaning up the reputation. So, and that's leading into 2021. And we're really excited to push the franchise tailgate through these tough times and through these virtual events and still holding local or regional events through the tailgate and still getting, you know, because for me, my son 2 weeks ago came home from school for the first time. He was out of school for 6 months and there was that twinkle in his eye. And when we were in Encinitas for our tailgate, every one of us was, you know, had that twinkle in our eye when we were networking and, you know, very spacious out at the beach. And so we're excited to put the twinkle back in the franchise family's eyes by meeting in person and growing. So we're excited about it.
Excellent. And as far as the franchise tailgate for anybody that wants to get that twinkle in their eye or just get out for a little while and see some of their franchise family, Mark, what do we have as far as registration? I know we'll include the link to the registration in the show notes and on socialgeekradio.com. What do we have as far as anybody else who's helping you out with this event?
Yeah, so Consumer Fusion is sponsoring and we're co-sponsoring with Client Tether and David Hansen. And so by that, Park City at Maxwell's, it is a free registration. So all you have to do is show up and all the food and all the drinks are paid for. And so Client Tether and Consumer Fusion are excited to sponsor the first tailgating event.
And Sally, before we go, besides registering on the link, are there other places where people can kind of follow to see what's going on with the franchise tailgate?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to Facebook and go to Franchise Tailgate or LinkedIn at Franchise Tailgate, you'll be able to see the upcoming events and any updates that are posted, like locations and, you know, next cities that we're going to, things like that.
Excellent. Thanks for that. We'll have links to all of those places on socialgeekradio.com. Sally and Mark, thanks so much for being here, and we will see you soon. And now it's time for the Health and Safety Spotlight, brought to you by Northeast Color. Every week, we're looking at and sharing stories of franchise brands making a difference in health and safety. Here's a great story about safety and a great franchise system growing. Customers across the U.S. now have a Great Clips open in every state, with the opening of new salon locations in Maine, Louisiana, and Vermont this year. Steve Hockett, CEO of Great Clips Inc., said, "While it's been a year of uncertainty and significant changes, we're excited that we've reached our 50-state goal by working together with our franchisees, and we continue to expand our market presence across the U.S. and Canada." Growth throughout the Great Clips system during the pandemic has been enhanced by the brand's technology innovations, including the Ready Next text alerts. Launched in July as part of the online check-in process, the text alerts notify customers once their established wait time reaches 15 minutes so they can head to the salon. The Great Clips online check-in app has now been downloaded over 14 million times. If you have stories about how your franchise system is keeping everyone healthy and safe, let me know. We'll share them here thanks to our friends at Northeast Color. Northeast Color is offering franchise systems help with social distancing floor decals, signs, and window decals, suspended partitions for the front desk or workout stations, parking lot signage, and hand sanitizer pedestals with signage, all fully branded and customized for your franchisees. Learn more now at northeastcolor.com. And thanks to everyone for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime. Copyright 2020 Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.